Ellie, quick and nimble, passed Strike and the donkey on her way down. She hopped from large rocks to boulders to logs, back and forth. Her feet never slipped. "It's a game, Jem," she called out after passing him. "Like hopscotch, only trickier." Jem watched, astounded. He could chuck a rock and hit a bullseye every time, but Ellie had him beat at this game of rock hopscotch. Nugget seemed to enjoy it, too. Tail wagging, he followed Ellie down the rocky slope. His paws never missed a rock.
"Almost there," Ellie hollered. "I'll wait for you at the lake."
"Show off,"
Jem hollered, but he was smiling. His smile faded when he pushed himself off the log and resumed his descent. This slope reminded him of Cripple Creek. The rocky creek bed could cripple an animal or a person in no time. One careless step and Jem would be worse off than Nathan. He slowed down and picked his way more carefully. Strike, leading a mournful-looking canary, caught up. He was panting.
"This ornery critter is more trouble than he's worth. Should have left him behind."
"He's carrying our supplies," Jem reminded him. "It's not much further. Look, there's Ellie, safe and sound next to the water." All of a sudden, the ground under Jem's feet shifted. Yikes! His arms shot out, and he wildly tried to catch his balance. His feet slipped out from under him, and down he went. Oof! He winced when a sharp rock jammed into his backside. Jem scrambled to his feet, but more rocks, large and small, began to bounce and roll down the hill.
"Over here!"
Strike hauled Canary behind a massive outcropping. Rocks, dirt, and debris slid past on each side. Cold fear numbed Jem's mind. The ground had taken on a life of its own. It was carrying him downhill. A fist-sized stone slammed into his side. Another rock landed at his feet. The next moment, a wave of debris was sliding right toward him.
"Jem, get over here, now!"
The alarm in Strike's voice spurred Jem into action. He scrambled across the hillside, dodging rocks and clambering over small boulders. He ducked behind the wall of rock just as a boulder the size of Canary smashed into it. The outcropping shuddered but held firm. Jem pressed against Strike. "What's happening?" Strike laid a hand on Jem's arm and squeezed.
"It's an earthquake."